It started in New Mexico, the idea of a heart gallery. Get renowned photographers to take pictures of foster children available for adoption, then put the pictures out into the world with the hope that a loving family will respond. The idea spread to Massachusetts, to Florida and Ohio, and Connecticut. In Hartford, some 40 photographs of foster children resulted in 19 adoptions. Now, the largest project yet. NPR's Margot Adler reports that Heart Gallery New Jersey aims to photograph 328 kids, every foster child in the state who's legally available for adoption.
Can I inch it up just a little bit more? That's perfect. Perfection.
We're in the Tweeter Center in Camden, New Jersey. Camden is one of the poorest cities in America. The center is a large theater and concert performance space. But today, the food court is closed. Tables are empty. The architecture is American Mall bland. But to this space have come more than a dozen well-known photographers. The portrait photographers bring their own lighting and drapes. They have large cameras. The photojournalists, often just returned from Iraq and the tsunami in Asia, carry their cameras over their shoulders. Bob Sasha often works for National Geographic. Today, he is photographing a sister and brother, Anthony and Gina, age 9 and 7. They've been separated for years in foster homes and are hoping to be adopted together.
Do you like to have your picture taken?
Yeah.
Do you? What's your favorite part about it?
They get to be famous.
You get to be famous. Are you going to get to be famous from this, do you think? No? Can you just lean your heads together? Just so you... There you go. Nice. That's good.
All these children are being photographed with the permission of the New Jersey Division of Youth and Family Services, the state agency responsible for their care. Caseworkers come in with the children, a few at a time. Most of the kids are 7 and older. Some are teens, and many of them are African-American boys. They are the hardest to place. The New Jersey Department of Human Services already has a booklet showing pictures of available foster children, but they're like passport photos. They don't show much. The idea of the Heart Gallery is to take beautiful photographs, done with the kind of care and respect that these photographers often give celebrities, and see if putting those images in exhibitions and newspapers and magazines will touch the hearts of possible adoptive parents. Some of the children are shy, a few seem depressed, but most are charming and outgoing, like 10-year-old Unique.
U-N-I-Q-U-E.
Like being one and only, like being like the only one. That's fabulous. That's a great name. And how old are you?
10 and a half.
And what's your favorite subject in school?
Computers. I like computers, period. Just everything on a computer I like.
So is there something you want to do when you grow up that has to do with computers, do you think?
I want to be a teacher.
The Heart Gallery of New Jersey was the brainchild of Najla Fiani Hicks. She heard about Diane Granito, the woman who started the project in New Mexico, and realized her own contacts included some of the most well-known photographers in the world. A photographer herself, she has witnessed floods, hurricanes, poverty all over the world. Here she is with Ron Haviv, who has been a photojournalist in Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Balkans.
The thing that amazes me the most is that in the richest nation in the world, we have so many kids who crave to have the most basic thing in life, which is a family.
I think what's amazing is realizing the ages of the children, how these kids have been in foster care for 10, 12 years, most of their lives hopping from family to family. And that truly is a heartbreaking concept to embrace, that these kids don't have a sense of real home.
Joe Delmar, a public affairs officer for the New Jersey Department of Human Services, says when the Heart Gallery first made the offer, the agency hesitated. Would the project put kids on display? Would it be a meat market? But in the end, the positives won out.
It's not very often that people step up to the plate like this and offer something to this, like this, to us without, you know, significant cost to us. If we can find a home for one child out of this project, we consider it successful.
Photographer Greg Miller is getting another pair of siblings comfortable, this time two girls, Fantasia and Thelma, ages 12 and 11.
Fantasia, have a seat. You know what, scoot over that way a little bit on the, and then give some room to Thelma. Oh, you know, I didn't show you my camera. You want to see the camera?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. It's kind of big, but it's kind of neat. So this is the...
Oh, cool.
See that?
Everything's upside down.
Exactly.
Why?
Well, that's the way light travels. Light travels in a straight line, so everything at the top is down here at the bottom. See, what I do is I get underneath the cloth. See? All right, here we go.
You're both sisters?
Yes.
You're not living together, though,
no.
Right? You're kind
no.
of in different foster situations.
Yeah. Right.
So you're hoping to live together again? Would you like to?
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
What's your favorite subjects in school?
Math, language arts, history, math, science.
You like music? You like to sing?
Yeah, I sing in the shower all the time.
You sing in the shower all
it's
the
horrible.
Time?
It's horrible.
Really?
I know.
What does she sing in the shower?
Gospel.
Gospel, that's pretty cool.
After Greg Miller ends his session with the girls, he says he is only now beginning to realize how large, even awesome, the Heart Project really is.
It's kind of amazing. On one hand, it would be so beautiful for somebody looks at my picture and to decide to adopt a child. That's so beautiful to me. But on the other hand, I can't imagine if somebody decided not to adopt someone. I mean, it's such a sad, but
so big.
Yeah, it's so kind of a complicated thing.
And then he added, "I know how powerful photographs can be. I don't know if most people know, but this gives you a sense that a person's fate can be changed by one picture." Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Photos of some of the children and more information about the Heart Gallery Project can be found at npr.org.